With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will discuss a number of items this week in his talks with President Trump in Washington.
Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace through strength.
The two will meet on Tuesday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells Panama's president in a face-to-face meeting that the Central American ally must reduce alleged Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, or the Trump administration will take measures necessary to do so. Rubio, on his first foreign trip as America's top diplomat, held talks Sunday with President Jose Raul Mulino in Panama City. Those talks were successful. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's approval rating continues to rise. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval rating of +2. On January 23rd, he held a total approval rating of 56% and disapproval rating of 40%, with an approval index of +6. 40% strongly approved of his performance and 34% strongly disapproved. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Gerber's recalling edible teething sticks due to a possible choking hazard. The company says it's also discontinuing its brand of Soothe & Chew teething sticks after receiving customer complaints about choking. Customers who bought them should return them to the stores where they bought them for a refund. The teething sticks come in strawberry, apple, and banana flavors. This is SRN News. PepsiCo is making some changes. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting amongst shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership is eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life demonstrators. The department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. Da Vinci's Mona Lisa will have a room of her own at the Louvre.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced that in a speech from the room at the Louvre Museum in Paris, where the world-famous painting is displayed. He announced it as part of plans to renovate and modernize the museum, a major overhaul that will take years to complete and likely cost hundreds of millions of euros. The initiative is much needed. The Louvre is the world's most visited museum, but plagued with overcrowding and outdated facilities, prone to water leaks and other damage. Macron said the renovations will include a new entrance, in new underground rooms. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Texas gets bragging rights when it comes to home buyers. According to Open Door, six cities in the Lone Star State made the top 10 list of favorites. The top 10 are Katy, Texas, Cypress, Texas, San Antonio, New Braunfels, Somerville, South Carolina, Forney, Texas, Yukon, Oklahoma, Clarksville, Tennessee, Parrish, Florida, and Kyle, Texas. More details at SRNNews.com.